Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, good news. They finally did it, got the Ukrainian minerals deal signed. Signed by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Yulia, I'm not even going to try to say that last name, signed late in the day yesterday. It didn't look like this was ever going to get done. So this is good. Each country contributing 50% of the financing and future military assistance to Ukraine will be counted as a contribution to the funds we get to share in the profits, in the development of this. The fund will be governed jointly. It'll have three U.S. members, three Ukrainian members on its board. And the money in the fund will be used for investments in the extraction of Ukraine's rare earth minerals, oil, and gas. And the revenue, the profits, will be split 50-50. The agreement gives U.S. preferential access to investments in any operator that extracts rare earths in Ukraine and the first right of refusal for such investments. So this is good. It conveys to Russia, look, we have financial interest now in Ukraine and we will defend them. So hopefully bringing Putin to the table. But it also finally bends Ukraine to our will, too, and gives us some way to get the money back.
Or at least some
long term. Yeah. It's not being billed as you know, they've got to repay the past part so much. But anything that we, you know, contribute as far as any kind of military assistance that would be counted as part of our investment, like goes toward that investment number. So it's good. This is the leverage Trump needed. Now, as Zero Hedge is pointing out this morning, this isn't really a rare earth fund. There's not a lot of rare earth minerals in the areas that Ukraine still controls. There are some critical minerals in there that are nice: iron ore, coal, natural gas, a little bit of that stuff. But we have a lot of that already. But the key thing here is the agreement that it's on the table. So the real score would be getting a deal with Russia, because they actually do have the rare earth minerals. And what I'm hoping more than anything besides stopping this war is that this can be used as leverage to get the deal that Putin offered on really good terms for us. And because that would be the first real splitting off of Russia from China, which was the foreign policy goal of this country for 50 years, was to make sure that one thing never happened. And that was a partnership between Russia and China, because it was felt, you know, going all the way back to the time of Nixon, and that we could not defeat a joint, you know, partnership of Russia and China. So I'm hoping he can use this to push Russia into a similar deal and really get the balance there. And this is the first time he's really had an upper hand, I think, with Putin that he's really needed to get, because, I mean, NATO's out of control. And they've made it really clear to Putin that Trump doesn't represent them in everything but press release. That's really screwed up these negotiations. So this gives Trump some sort of leverage that he didn't have before. And it was great to see this yesterday.
Particularly when you have Democrats who are always trying to say that the Trump administration is nothing but, you know, America first nationalists, that they're not interested in dealing with any other countries internationally. And it's like, oh, excuse me?
Yeah.
Between the tariffs and this situation in Ukraine and Russia, I think that the administration is certainly looking outside the current boundaries of this country.
And, you know, this is Trump's first mineral extraction deal. I want to go as far as say rare earth, but definitely mineral extraction. We do need all the minerals that they have. And that is the absolute opposite of what Joe Biden did. I mean, he put our minerals off limits, total advantage China.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people don't realize how, I mean, I think honestly, this is grounds for a treason investigation. Not only did he put our mines in our territory off limits, at the same time, Hunter Biden via Bohai Harvest was getting cut into, you know, they'd get a percent, half a percent of the deals that China was doing all over the world for natural gas, rare earth minerals. So Biden's putting those things off limits here, which makes them more valuable to China. And then China comes behind and cuts Hunter Biden's Bohai Harvest in on rare earth minerals deals and natural gas mining deals. And by the way, Bohai didn't do anything. They just got cut into the deals and the Biden family got paid, some of which we'll never even know how much money they got. Hopefully someday we will, but we may not. And so China is literally peeing the Biden family to look the other way while they build up a monopoly on rare earth minerals and can charge us whatever we want. Biden family profits while he puts ours off limits. I mean, it is outrageous. If Trump did it, the Democrats would go crazy.
Well, that's it. And then just scream Russia, Russia, Russia at Trump.
Yeah. So. Instead, Trump is doing the opposite of Biden. It's really stark contrast. Going around the world trying to cut deals to America's advantage. The really sad thing is, at this point, given how much Democrats lock down those rare earth minerals, Trump can't reverse it with an executive order. In our country, those mines, some of them put off limits for 20 years. It is actually easier for us to try to cut deals to get the Russian and the Ukrainian minerals than it is to get our own in our country. It would take a bill allowing Trump to executively reverse it or just reversing it by Congress. And again, Republicans are...
I was just fixing to say this.
I mean, they're not doing anything. It's crazy to me. You would think we could get Republicans to get a bill through just on natural, you know, rare earth minerals, oil, natural gas, expedite all those drilling permits. We desperately need to do that. And it's just not, none of it's moving. No energy bill. And I mean, Mike Johnson promised an energy bill in November. So it's May.
And these things take time to develop. So, you know, although the administration, I think, is doing a lot to try to, in fact, I heard an interview with Burgum, the Interior Secretary, talking about how they are trying to fast track a lot of these mining operations so that they can get these things done. That the permitting process in this country is what is keeping the mining process from moving forward. And these things could take anywhere from years to decades to approve. They're getting it down to a 2-week process.
Yeah, we have a gold, natural gas, and rare earth minerals mine that has been applying for approval for 15 years. It is, we need all of those things. 15 years. It is it's outrageous. It's absurd. While we depend on China and Hunter and Joe profit through Bohai.
And the Chinese. And as Burgum said in this interview that I was listening to, we do it much more cleanly and efficiently and humanely because we don't allow prisoners and slave labor to do the work. We also do reclamation after the projects, and we do things with environmental concerns, you know, at the forefront there of trying not to do any more damage than you possibly have to in order to get those minerals or whatever it is out of the ground. And that's not what goes on in China. And of course, that's not what goes on in Africa, where the Chinese have control over so much of those minerals and are exploiting those resources there as well.
Yeah. So this all plays in, and this sets the stage for hopefully other deals. And again, the one we really want is the one with Russia. And Russia's almost going to have to come to the table with it now, because do they want a deal where we promise to protect Ukraine and our interest in Ukraine is a better way to put it? That's not good, because we'd be protecting them from them. So they need to cut this deal too. And let me tell you what, we cut the deal with Russia, a real deal with Russia. that all but solves our rare earth minerals problems, and it begins to give us leverage to pry Russia away from China. That dramatically weakens China. I mean, if Trump plays this right, okay, if, you know, you ever see dominoes go down in a row, he could literally piggyback this leverage into leverage that could change the relationship or begin to drive a wedge in the relationship between Russia and China. Give us leverage over Russia. We could become a major economic player in Russia, which I'm here to tell you, their economy ain't great. But boy, do they have natural resources. If we were to go and cut this kind of deal in Russia, it would change everything geopolitically. And he could piggyback all of this off these deals if he plays it right. I mean, the potential here is like, it just got me in a good mood yesterday. I'm a weirdo, though. Geopolitical wins get me in a good mood. But this could set everything up for peace in the world and profit and isolating China and us being on top, our AI industries, our tech, our military tech, being where they should always be. Number one, dominate the world, no dependence on China, pull Russia away from China, make Russia economically dependent on us. And then you got that balancing act of we'll defend Russia from Ukraine and Ukraine from Russia. They're both dependent on us. Now we've got veto power that NATO is desperately trying to stop and get in the way of. I'm going to tell you, the real enemy here, and they're trying desperately to stop this, is NATO. And by NATO, I mean France, Germany, and the UK, because they don't want this partnership. They want World War III. And Trump made a major step towards stopping all of that. Advantage America economically yesterday. I could go on the rest of the show about this. This is so exciting.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, it cost Elon Musk dearly. Earnings for the first quarter down a staggering 71% year over year from $1.4 billion to last year, first 3 months, to $400 million now. His dealerships are burning down. He gets a death threat, credible one every day. The price this man has paid is unbelievable. We saw him kind of signing off yesterday. He's still, by the way, I had people texting me, he's going to be part of Doge. Doge will still be operating. Probably closer to the way they should, which is really under the radar. His mistake there was way too much splash, way too much fanfare. Should have always been in the background. And now he's going to be. He says he's not going to be really around the White House anymore, but he is still going to be operating Doge. He's going to be doing it basically by phone. He's got other stuff he's got to do, and that's great. That's fine. But folks, do not miss this, okay? What just happened here in the enormity of it. Because it's come full circle. $4.7 trillion discovered going out the door untraceable payments. Trillion, not billion, trillion by Doge. $4.7 trillion. Do you remember when the Treasury Department official has been there 30 years, tried to physically block Doge from getting into the payment system, which is how you know big bad fraud was in there. And then Doge found no payments requests were denied. They were sending money to terror groups. They were sending fraudulent payments out. They were sending payments to groups that do not technically exist. In other words, fraudulent groups. And then the big one. We still don't have answers on it. I hope we get them someday. This is a string that needs to be pulled. $500 billion a year paid out automatically. $500 billion. Think about that. That is a quarter of our deficit. We borrow the money from our grandchildren to pay it. $500 billion for programs that have expired. Some of them decades ago. Some of them in the 90s. Some of them in the 80s. One 40 years old. Some 3, 5, 10 years ago. You know what that means? When a program expires, Congress doesn't authorize it anymore. There shouldn't be any payment. And yet they kept going and going and going. But here's the fun part. When the program expires, right, just ends, there's no oversight. That's why, remember, Elon Musk sent the emails out, try to get the managers to respond back. Because who's running his program? Nobody knows. We still don't know. Still don't know. But the good news is they're not getting paid anymore. Not as of Saturday. Because they put the kibosh on the system. They actually put something on the system that says if you do not have the correct budget code, then the budget code must match a section of the congressional budget. Then guess what? The payment doesn't go through. Do you know what happened on Saturday alone, folks? This is staggering. This is why I want to make such a big deal of this, because people don't understand how bad it was and what Musk just did and the price he personally paid for it. $342 million in fraudulent payments were stopped on Saturday alone, one day out the Treasury door. One day. That's the scale of it. It's not going to happen anymore. So expired code, not going to pay. That'll save $500 billion a year, more than likely. If those numbers are correct, we will see. We'll see if they're correct. It will save another, Elon Musk estimates, at least $100 billion a year in these fraudulent payments. And so they immediately, on Saturday, payments started getting rejected because they didn't match, they didn't have the code, they didn't match a section of the congressional budget, or get this, they did have the right code, and that section of the budget was already paid out. They'd already spent all the money. It was already funded. And yet it was hitting. And hitting and hitting and hitting. How are we paying out on a section of the budget we already spent all the money? Make any sense to you? That's, none of these payments were denied. That is a victory so major, I can't even describe the size of it. Just to rake that back. And that, folks, that's the real reason these dealerships are burning to the ground around the country. And these domestic terrorists are striking. Because Musk has deprived these Democrats, and probably some Republicans too, of likely hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud, theft, and graft. This is Musk explaining to Joe Rogan in February how this system was working. And it stopped Saturday. What a victory this is.
So we said, okay, our recommendation to the Treasury and the Federal Reserve is, like, we need to make the payment categorization codes mandatory, not optional. And there needs to be an explanation. We're not judging the quality of the explanation, but but there should be some explanation for what this payment is for above nothing.
Because they were untraceable.
That's a radical change to the system that is being implemented now. My guess is that probably saves $100 billion a year.
Jesus Christ.
That's,
where was that money going?
Rough order of magnitude.
Probably. Where was that money going?
Well, so this is where you get into the sort of gray boundary between waste and fraud. If money is sent to a person or organization from the government, and you didn't really deserve it, but the government still sent it to you, is that waste or fraud?
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of payments that where someone just approved the payment, but then that payment officer changed jobs or retired or died, and the payments just keep going. You know, it's like if you forget to pay your gym membership or something like that.
Right.
Now, imagine it's not the gym membership. You said your gym membership's $20 billion a year or something, you know. But they forgot to turn it off. That's happening at scale in the government.
Jesus,
it's totally nuts.
That's
what I'm saying.
So insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but it's not anymore. It's not anymore. And see, you can see the problem because he says $100 billion, right? Those are the fraudulent payments. That does not count the $500 billion going out the door for programs that don't exist anymore. So Texture writes, well, Doge claims to have saved over $115 billion. It's actually $160, they're saying, by eliminating fraud and waste. But independent sources, yeah, you mean the mainstream media, what a joke, say many of these claims are exaggerated or unverified. Okay, the reason they're unverified is because the savings hasn't been realized yet. In other words, it didn't hit till Saturday when I can't believe this, in a single day, $324 million in fraudulent payments was turned down. One day. Folks, all over the world, there's Democrats, criminals, some Republicans probably too, wondering how they're going to make the payment on the mansion. They're probably going to have to sell the private island. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. But he stopped it, and he paid a dear, dear price to stop it. 25% of Elon Musk's, according to Bloomberg, so it might be true, net worth is gone. $113 billion, roughly. But it's in place, at least till a Democrat takes office again. Hopefully, we will begin to realize the savings on this. And folks, you want to see their anger? I mean, you've seen the rage. I mean, if you remember how upset Democrats were about this at the Treasury. They were in the streets screaming. They were trying to break into the building to stop him. Yeah, I would too. You can't get your $100 to $500 billion in payola. What are you going to run your party off of? Well, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has now cost my alma mater, NC Tar Heels football program, $200,000. Because she insists on managing all parts of his life, which apparently rolls over into the team. This whole thing is hilarious to me. Do you realize how old he was when she was born? This is the part I can't wrap my mind around. Do you realize how old was Bill when she was? Bill was 49 years old when she was born. Dude. I mean, yeah, he's 73, she's 24. Anyway, the 24-year-old played a key role in derailing the Tar Heels' opportunity to feature in the popular NFL docuseries Hard Knocks. The Tar Heels lost out on a major exposure opportunity along with a staggering $200,000 in facility fees. Why? Because the girlfriend was just as involved in the production process, or tried to be, as she was in that now famous interview. Her desire to be a central figure in the project ultimately led to its cancellation. Oh my. By the way, remember what the interruption was about during the interview.
Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Okay. You know why I think that is? my theory. The official cover story of how they met was on a plane or something. Yeah. Do you know what she did? Her job, whatever you want to call it. Sex shop. She worked in a sex shop. How do you think they really met? I bet it's as skeezy as everything else. She wasn't having it. So anyway, he puts out a statement. Oh my gosh. He puts out a statement defending Jordan Hudson, her actions during the CBS interview. What's amazing, folks, and Dave Portnoy pointed this out yesterday, and he's right. This statement actually ran on a UNC Chapel Hill official website, okay? Quote, defending Jordan Hudson. I would say, you know, can I just bottom line this? This must be the best nookie of this man's life. I can't even, I mean, there are no words. Quote, she was not deflecting any specific question or topic. Yes, she was. But simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. How is that her job? She's not even your wife. Okay. This is him defending himself, by the way. He blamed the whole thing on them. He says he agreed he would focus only on the contents of his book. She was just trying to help out. She was not deflecting any specific question except how they met at the sex shop or through the sex shop. I'm speculating. I don't know. But come on. It's her area of expertise. They say she's a heck of a businesswoman. Anyway, she was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met. Yeah. He reiterates it's an open fact that Jordan and he met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. So, there you have it. Put the statement out on the UNC website. Oh my gosh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Texter writes, oh, Bill, you are being led around by the nose, actually by another body part. But this is a family show. It is. Texter writes, you're a UNC grad, so I see why you're concerned. Texter writes, Bill has to get a younger woman because a woman his age wouldn't put up with his crap. Texter writes, it's because he found her on OnlyFans. Oh, you're getting hotter there. You're getting warmer. Texter writes, yeah, Tara, they met on OnlyFans. Gotta be it, or Tinder. Another texter writes, seven, have you seen the, you gotta Google this. Have you seen a picture of him on the beach? And you ever see what they do with toddlers? You lay on your back and you put your feet on the baby's like chest and a flying angel. Yeah, them on the beach. I think, you know what? If they're happy, it's fine by me. It makes me happy. I'm having fun laughing at them. So it's all good. Texter writes, hey, Tara, there's one more thing I would add to Elon's brilliant financial oversight software. Taxpayers should have access at any time to view what Congress is spending money on. This is what I've been saying from the beginning, okay? And I had really hoped Doge would do this. Maybe they will by the time we end. There should be, now that these aren't untraceable payments, $4.7 trillion in untraceable payments out of the Treasury, which, as Elon Musk pointed out, if this was found inside a corporation traded on the stock markets, they go to prison. He's right. You can't do that. We spent all our money in untraceable payments. Where did it go? Huh? Oh, no. Oh, well, some of the organizations it did go to are fraudulent. They don't exist. No big deal. Buy our stock. Yeah, you're going to prison. They're coming in with the cuffs. They're taking you away. He's right. And that's how the federal government was operating. It's incredible. But yeah, the one thing that would fix this is a searchable database of all payments. Why not? That's public information. It should be. I mean, some of the classified stuff we could maybe cut out, although I think that's the stuff we really need to see. But yeah, we should be able to search this and figure out where it's going. You can't right now, or you couldn't till Saturday. Now we can. Now we need to publish that. Folks, think about these Democrat judges. At one point, to keep Elon Musk from putting this new software on the system that stops the fraud, software that in day one, on day one, $324 million was halted from going out the door. Fraudulent payments. That's just what would have gone out the door on Saturday. He puts the software on, ends the whole thing. This is why they're burning down the dealerships. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, the IRS demands you show receipts to claim any deduction. Live by the same rules. Government officials showed taxpayers the purchase orders and receipts for your expenditures." Folks, that, I mean, now they're inside our PayPal, our Venmo. You got to send all kinds of statements to them. Well, you know why? They want to find every last nickel under the cushions in your car so they can steal it. That's why. Y'all, I got to warn you, this is a very sad segment. We're going to talk about suffering, real suffering, the kind most of us will never know, the kind of suffering Michelle Obama goes through. She's been reflecting for the last few weeks on her pain. And it's bad, y'all, it's bad. This is her new podcast.
We don't articulate as Black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, there's that. Well, they care.
If we knew, I think we would care. If we knew.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew.
Or, you know, yeah. And we have to ask ourselves, the men in our lives is, you know, why wait to be asked? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like what we go through is pretty obvious. I mean, maybe we're not complaining, but we're actually living life out loud, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's bad. And she went through her unparalleled suffering when she was forced to assume a lap of luxury with people waiting on her around the clock as First Lady of the United States, live in the White House. And she still, she says, is having counseling for that, including with Barack Obama, her husband. She's still having counseling for that. And she really almost didn't make it through. It's so sad.
I have believed in therapy my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, done couples therapy with my husband. What happened that 8 years
mm-hmm.
that we were in the White House? What did that do to me?
Yes.
Internally, my soul, we made it through. We got mm-hmm. out alive. I hope we made the country proud. My girls, thank God, are whole. But what happened to me?
Can you imagine if this poor woman had to live the life of, say, J.D. Vance? It would have broken her. Anyway, I don't want to focus so much on such depressing things. It's so sad. And I'm sure that she, you know, if she has one small consolation in her pain, it would probably be the $39 million sale of her vacation home that she purchased for $11.9 million. Yeah, Wall Street Journal just reported that's going through. So that's like probably after taxes, $20 million profit there. I mean, it's not enough, okay? I mean, she's a Black woman. She suffers. And her pain is not something any of us can really comprehend. But folks, understand this woman, if this woman came out and said, you know what, I think I'm going to run, shoom, to the top, she would be the indisputable number one, nobody could take her out, Democrat nominee. They love this crap for some reason. And she knows they do. She knows they eat it. This woman was raised in a two-parent middle-class home, went to Princeton, which she admits she couldn't get into herself, but she got in. Oh, by the way, she's bellyaching about having to go to Princeton.
We couldn't walk around saying valedictorian, straight A student, has excellent diction if you give them a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew very early on that no one was going to see beyond the color of our skin at an early age.
It's so depressing. I mean, it's so hard. I understand her. Well, I don't. I mean, her pain, I could never know. But anyway, this woman right now could have it all. She could be the Democrat nominee. And this, y'all, this is why they have to send Tim Walz out to code talk to white bros. Because white men don't get this. They don't understand her suffering. That's why they need him.
But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football, fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this. And you look across those swing states.
With that as the most popular member, poll after poll, in terms of future candidates of your party, if she wanted to run, I guess you need a code talker to reach right bros because they just don't get it. Although, you know, like I said, I mean, look, you give me a $39 million vacation home. I'm good. I'm never going to suffer for the rest of my life. I won't even cry ever again, no matter what happens to me. I promise.